Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Santa Clara County officials announced a new order this week that will fine private health care providers $5,000 every time they fail to test certain patients for COVID-19. But what exactly does that mean? KALW's Babette Thomas has the story.
Okay, so picture this. You're an essential worker who knows they've been exposed to COVID-19. You have insurance, so you try to schedule a test with your private healthcare provider. But that turns out to be a real hassle. So instead, you get your nose swabbed at your local public testing site. Well, this is the exact problem that Santa Clara County is trying to address. Officials there say that public testing sites are overburdened. According to the Mercury News, they're conducting more than 3 times as many tests as private healthcare providers, like Kaiser, Stanford, and Sutter Health, even though these providers cover most of the county's residents. So Santa Clara County is asking these providers to do better. In an expansion of a previous order, private healthcare providers in Santa Clara County will now be required to provide tests for patients, specifically those who are essential workers or who've been exposed to the virus, whether or not they have symptoms. And if these providers fail to give these tests within 1 to 3 days, they'll be fined $5,000 every time they fail to comply. And that could really add up. For example, if they don't give 2,000 requested tests, that would cost them $1 million. Kaiser officials told the San Francisco Chronicle they agree more testing is needed and say they have expanded their capacity. Also, the president of the Hospital Council of Central and Northern California says that Santa Clara County is potentially undercounting how many tests hospitals are doing. The new fine for failing to test in the county will go into effect September 25th. In Oakland, I'm Babette Thomas, KALW News.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed 2 laws aimed at protecting workers from the coronavirus. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
SB 1159 makes people who have the coronavirus eligible for workers' compensation benefits. AB 685 requires companies to warn their employees if they've been exposed to someone who's tested positive for the disease. Business groups opposed both laws, calling them vague and unworkable. Newsom said the laws prioritize the state's workplace. He signed both of them today during a Zoom call with supporters. The workers' comp law takes effect immediately. The notification law takes effect on January 1st. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
California repealed affirmative action more than 20 years ago, but now, amid protests for racial justice, voters will have a chance and an opportunity to reinstate it. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more on Proposition 16.
Affirmative action allows public sectors and universities to consider race, ethnicity, and sex in matters of employment, education, and contracts. It's meant to give a leg up to historically disadvantaged groups. California became the first state to outlaw affirmative action in 1996 through Prop 209. Leo Terrell is a black man who fought to keep affirmative action in the 90s. But now the Los Angeles civil rights attorney has switched sides and is working to keep the ban in place.
Look at all these Democratic cities that we're talking about right now, L.A., Chicago, Atlanta. You got people of color running government. We had black president for 8 years. You can't have systemic discrimination when the people who are allegedly being discriminated against are the people in charge.
Critics point out that America electing a black president did not end racism. And some, including Democratic Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, say there hasn't been enough progress for disadvantaged communities under current law.
It created even more unequal opportunity. It created a situation where we saw greater levels of poverty. We still see women who don't have the same opportunity as other women. We still see businesses leaving California because it is too difficult to get contracts here.
A lot has changed in society and politics since the 90s, but main arguments on both sides of affirmative action are still familiar, especially when it comes to college admissions. Supporters like Weber say it's necessary to even the playing field and increase opportunities for people who experience discrimination. But opponents say affirmative action is itself just another form of discrimination and racism. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.